brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. It is hour number three. Mark Dice is our guest. I want to hurry through these calls so we can finish up with Mark and some of the other things he's working on. But I told folks to call in with their concerns about the naked body scanners, the fact that the people running these are being exposed to high levels of radiation. That's top scientists on record, New York Times, you name it. But they just come out and say that's just the way it is. Now blasting your homes with mobile vans and mobile checkpoints on the highway, being reported today by WSB-TV, counter-terror operation stops trucks on I-20, radiates them. Got a key report by Paul Watson. Feds radiating Americans at internal checkpoints. So important to get this PrisonPlanet.com article out to everyone. Damon in South Carolina, radiation therapist. Thanks for holding. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I'm a medical dosimetrist also. And I do treatment planning every day for cancer patients who get radiation. And part of my training, I had to take all sorts of radiation biology classes and learn about the current regs for it. And the National Council on Radiation Protection and Measurements, they say that as a person who works with radiation, you're only supposed to get an annual dose of 50 millisieverts, okay? Which is a sievert is a measurement of both the radiation and then the biological effect of the radiation on what part of your body gets exposed, or the whole body for that matter. And then when you consider that these are people who work with radiation, and the 3 sievert, okay, has a 50% chance, will kill 50% of all, 50% of people who get reserved a receive 3 sieverts of dose will be dead within 30 days. So, I mean, that's how, I mean, dangerous this constant exposure to radiation is. And
they admit the cell phones put off microwave radiation, and it confirms, gives you brain tumors. This is really the globalist population reduction program, is to just embed radiation-emitting devices everywhere and just kill us.
But we get exposed to radiation every day from the sun, from, you know, radon gas and other natural exposures.
And that's
radiation.
The main reason we age, and that's why on average there's about 10 feet of water in the first 30,000 feet of atmosphere. You know, you can't even breathe about after 17,000 feet. And that's why it's so dangerous for airline pilots and stewardesses. That's why they all basically, even if they're good-looking, look like they've been put through a microwave, is because they get the equivalent, what is it, every flight during broad daylight is the equivalent of a chest x-ray.
Basically, but listen to this. The number I gave you for someone who works, occupational exposure, that's 50 millisieverts annually. But the public is only allowed to get 1 millisievert, okay? 5 millisievert annually, excuse me.
And how many millisieverts are these naked body scanner technicians getting?
Well, see, I've never gotten the specs on them, so I don't know what kind of energy they're using.
Said that it was one amount, but then even the New York Times had to admit 20 to 50 times, depending on the machine. And then you've got these mobile scanners that are just off the charts. We've had a engineer slash radiologist designer on. They said at least 10 times, he knows the units that they're using, 10 times a chest x-ray.
Oh, that's not – I mean, that's crazy high. I mean,
hey, when they die,
and here's the problem is the public doesn't wear the badges. My coworkers and I, we all have to wear badges that get changed out every month that get a report done on them to say –
there's
you got
not any badges, and they don't have TSA wearing badges. And listen, remember the Pentagon? The Pentagon took over 4,000 children – this is on record – and radiated them to death. So we're just – they're just killing us. I mean, it's – sir – you want to write a report for us and go pull up all the data. In fact, I want to get some official radiologists on. That's a prime thing. We'll get all the numbers on these and do an official report. But very interesting, Damon. You know what? I want Mark Dice to be able to finish up, because let's see who we have on as a guest. But I want to put you on hold, if you can do it, towards the end of the hour, to come back and finish up talking about this, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, Mark Dice is our guest. We're holding him into this hour to start going to your calls. We'll get Mark's take on what Damon was just talking about. We'll go to James and Roger.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I could myself just pull up. Hey, we can do it right now, guys. Just search the term scientist. Top radiation scientist or radiation scientist says body scanners serious cancer risk, or headline body scanners 20 times the radiation previously stated. Well, of course they lie and say they're not saving the image. They look, folks, they emit serious radiation and you don't see the TSA wearing a lead apron even. Okay? You don't see them wearing badges. You know, my dad's a dentist. They hide behind a lead wall. They've got a radiation officer that does it, has to wear it. But notice, see, the globalists just don't care now. They come out and say, 20 years ago, Army said DU would kill you better than a hammer. One whiff of it would kill you a decade later. Now they just say, no problem. Troops snort it, roll around in it, don't even wash your hands. It's great. I mean, you know, 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, they would roll people's trucks through the border scanners. Now they have the families just go through them. It's just like the government's gone completely nuts. And they're radiating you out in the open. Mark Dice, was that not a chilling call, though? In fact, we just put the headline up, body scanners could give you cancer. Airport body scanners emit radiation up to 20 times more powerful than previously thought, a scientist has warned. And there's so many of these guys out there warning people. But, I mean, Mark, I'm speechless.
We need a group of nurses and doctors, dentists, some group in the medical establishment to come out and denounce these scanners, to denounce the body scanners at the airport, the mobile vans, because, you know, obviously this guy knows what he's talking about. He's in the field. The designers of these things don't even know, don't care, probably don't even think about these sort of repercussions. Doctors are so busy. Most people in the medical establishment work such long hours. They're not kind of really aware.
But why are there radiology rules for everything else, but the government's got cops on top vehicles going, I love this, I can look right through walls. I mean, the thing is Death Star power compared to a pop gun. I mean, you know, a regular X-ray is like nothing. This is like blasting power, and it's backscattering all over them if you know about radiology. Look at Madame Curie. It killed her. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, there's got to be a way. If there is some sort of a, I know there's the recommended, you know, amount that once you exceed the a certain amount of radiation, it's going to be hazardous. So there's got to be some sort of a law or someone in a position of power and legal authority has got to be able to put forth some sort of a lawsuit in order to stop these, put a freeze to it, get this kind of information out. So, you know, people like that caller that are aware of things like this, that are aware of your show, that are going to be instrumental in alerting his coworkers. So, I don't know very many people in the medical establishment, but that's probably the only thing I could take to get that out, get some authorities on the subject that work in that field to come out and denounce how dangerous these are.
Well, Mark Dice, expanding on that, the issue here is they are breaking the law because they run the system. In fact, guys, search the term body scanners violate child porn laws. You'll get articles from the U.S. and from England. The one place they stood up in Denver, they had to stop X-raying scanning 18 and under because the point was made this is illegal under state and federal law. So they know it's illegal just on that front. There it is. New scanners break child porn laws. London Guardian. They don't care. That's what I'm saying. Have you seen these federal depositions of the Blackwater people with the running around naked, snorting giant amounts of cocaine and injecting drugs and smuggling armaments worldwide? I mean, it's just lunatics running things.
Yeah, I've seen some of that thing. Of course, there's been some interesting sex parties going on with some of the contractors. There's been allegations of women being raped, abused, all sorts of these things. Yeah, it's not that surprising. Again, you know, turning back to Orwell here, it's as if there was hope, it lies with the proles because they are in those swarming, disregarded masses, 85% of the population. And could the force to destroy the party ever be generated? But the polls, if not the proles, rather, if only they could somehow become conscious of their own strength, would have no need to conspire. If they would choose, they could blow the party to pieces tomorrow morning.
But the party sits up there in fancy suits and plays the part of the liberal and the conservative, gives the proles the false paradigm, and the proles stay within it.
We look at the snitch culture, the doublethink, the relationships, the foreign countries painted as enemies, power-hungry officials, the erosion of the language, the overwhelming big brother nanny state, the personification of the party, perpetuation of war, the control of information, the social hierarchy. It was interesting. It's all predicted in George Orwell's book. And we're making tremendous progress. And like I said at the beginning of the show, you know, it's a microcosm and a macrocosm. It's you as an individual are bettering your life, and then together we will benefit society.
You're absolutely right, Mark Dice. Let's talk to James in Texas, former military, about these mobile radiation trucks. Go ahead, James.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good.
I've got something I wanted to say. I want to thank you for waking me up. I've been watching your show for about 6 months here. And I want to address a concern to your audience. These people that have woken up and they know what's going on with this globalist agenda, I want you to be aware that if you have woken up to the globalists, they have woken up to the fact that you are awake and you know what they're planning to do. And they will target you to try and keep you from voicing your opinion.
That's right. And once you're in the fight, you're in it for life. But the big secret is we're already under attack. This is a global attack against every cop, every military, every housewife, every surgeon. We're all under this. This is a scientific, tiny elite doing this who are beyond evil. And folks must understand we are in a fight for our lives right now. Anything else that you want to comment on about the radiation scanners?
About radiation, and it doesn't have to do with the scanners, it has to do with the DU. I have problems with my urination tract, and I'm having problems too. I'm, paralyzed by a tetanus shot that I received in the Army upon my discharge.
Well, we've got, the Rockefeller Foundation says they did it, it's public, and people call in saying, where is it? We've written like 15 articles or something on it with links to the Rockefeller Foundation, and people don't even, I mean, are you mad that they did that to you? I mean, it's like the government assaults us, and it's kind of like, well, that's the government.
I am extremely angry, because I know if they will do that to me, someone who wanted to, you know, I wanted to go and fight terrorists. When I found out there were none, I was kind of shocked, you know. And then when I found out they would do this to an American who would stand up for other Americans and willingly give his life for those people, and they would do that to me. You guys better believe that they will let you walk through a naked body scanner, and they don't care if it gives you cancer.
No, they want it to, but here's the deal. They know you join because you're good, and they know they're destroying what you think you're defending when you're actually helping build their empire. So when they're done with you, they're going to hit you with soft kill vaccines and DU and the rest of it to debilitate you down the road. And when you get upset about it, they're going to put you on a mentally ill list and come take your guns. When they're done, what do you do with an old battleship? You blow it up and sink it. What do you do with an old cannon? You spike it. They're trying to spike you. But let me tell you something, brother, you're not spiked. They're not, your spirit, your soul's there. It's hard to get rid of DU, but Dr. Doug Rocky, former head of the Army's radiology program, you know, he could tell you what they did to him. And he watches them now tell the troops, no problem with the DU. It is, let's get Doug Rocky back on. I mean, for anybody listening, cops, military, you better get it through your head. They want one group dead and hurt more than anybody else. That's you. When they're done with you like an old tire, they don't, you know, they want to burn you. I appreciate your call, James. Very touching. Closing comments, Mark Dice. It's been great having you on. You know, a year ago you went out with the gold coins and tried to give them to people for almost nothing, and they wouldn't take them, just showing what idiots they are.
Yeah, you know, and then people said that they thought that the coin was fake, so then I went out and, yeah, I tried to, instead of trying to sell it to them for $50, I offered it to them for free if they had any idea how much it was worth. And one woman guessed just a few cents. 38 cents, I believe, was her answer. Maybe the highest one was a few hundred dollars. So, yeah, just try to, you know, just be thankful that you're on the right path. People listening to this show, people that are aware, yeah, you can become more aware once you find out the system. And if we don't, the consequences are horrific. As the main bad guy in 1984 says, quote, never again will you be capable of ordinary human feeling. Everything will be dead inside of you. Never again will you be capable of love or friendship or joy of living or laughter or curiosity or courage or integrity. You will be hollow. We shall squeeze you empty, and then we shall fill you with ourselves. So I just say, as Orwell concluded his book, down with Big Brother.
Well, that's spoken like a true terrorist.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is once we can get our numbers up enough, we can become the norm. I mean, look what we've done for 9/11 Truth. It went from being virtually unknown to being an internet conspiracy theory to spilling over into the mainstream with a few Hollywood people to now, and we have world leaders around the world and Germany and England and everywhere is just right on board with us. So if we can just get the word out about their Big Brother system, their nanny state, their social engineering plans, instead of us being looked at as the fringe, we're the norm and we can win.
Well, yeah, I agree with you, but also just getting people to realize there is evil in the world and it's running the government. I mean, people have got to really get it to their head. They don't just care if the radiation hurts you or don't care. They want to hurt you.
Yeah, they're inhuman, inhuman social Darwinists. And so, you know, hijack the culture jam, the social network sites. You know, use the system against the system to crack it open.
Absolutely. Great job, Mark Dice.
If your handgun is loaded and easy to get to, it's also dangerous. What if you could reach your loaded handgun instantly and still provide a margin of safety for your family? Introducing the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com. The Drag and Draw Gun Vault is a small portable gun safe for subcompact pistols or snub-nosed revolvers. It's made of heavy-gauge steel, padded inside, and uses your fingerprint to open and close. With the Drag and Draw Gun Vault, you'll now be able to keep your handgun locked and loaded without fear of an accident. See the revolutionary Drag and Draw Gun Vault in action and order yours online at MyQuickSafe.com. That's MyQuickSafe.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or go to MyQuickSafe.com. Stay locked, loaded, and safe with the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer.
Folks, you need to get the same desperate spirit of resistance that I've got. You need to realize this is real. This is really happening. Mark Dice was talking about people coming up to him and saying, are you for real? Do you really mean this? Every time I'm on an airplane, People ask me that. I have troops come up to me when I was with Jesse Ventura flying around the country and asking us both if we really meant what we were talking about. Of course I mean what I'm talking about, but it's 90-plus percent of what we cover, probably 95 or more, is open source. It's there. It's there. You think I'd get on the air 10 years ago when gold was $265 an ounce and say, I think you should buy gold and silver because they've passed a derivatives law and they're going to deflate the value of the dollar, and historically, 100% of the time, metals go up. I mean, I sleep good at night, folks. I feel good about what I do. I believe what I'm saying. But I don't just believe it. I know it. I've got the Pentagon and the National Security Council saying they're setting up a collectivist world government. It's real, okay? It's real, 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 real. And I just want my children to have a future. I want to beat these people. They're so horrible. And they win because they're so ruthless, the average person cannot believe they're this evil. Oh, heaven help me. I want to go back to a few of your calls on the radiologist. And my biggest frustration is I can't do it all. I can't warn everybody, and I've got to spend my time on petty things like making sure the internet works or taking the trash out. And I'm not complaining. It's just I've got so much work I want to do. So many things. We've got to stop these people. We've got to go to the next level in the fight against them. And I appreciate everybody supporting our sponsors and our operation because we wouldn't be here without you. But I need you and everybody listening to become your own leaders in your own area and just wake up one person a week. That'll bring down the globalist. But that poor caller who's been sterilized in the military and the DU, you know, he said, yeah, if they didn't care about me, they don't care about you going through a body scanner. And he's wrong. See, the poor guy, he's a great guy. He can't even get it through his head. It's not that they don't care. They do care. They care about hurting you. They love it. It's their whole stinking goal. Shifting gears into the economy. Anti-austerity protests sweep across Europe as they raise taxes and cut pensions and just totally rob everybody to give all the money to the banks. Gold stayed up above $1,307 today. World gripped by international currency war that's ongoing. Bank of England Deputy Charlie Dean says spend to save the economy means give them more money. Gold to go taps into gold fever with gold ATMs. And I've got all these news about gold exploding. I wanted to briefly bring Ted Anderson up because he's the owner of this network. He's the guy that made so much of this possible, and he's got gold and silver at the lowest prices I've ever seen it anywhere in this market. And, Ted, where's gold right now?
Well, gold currently right now is trading at 13.1040. It's seen a high today of 13.1320. Silver went over $22 an ounce today. That's a high that it hasn't seen for over 30 years. It's been a big day for silver.
Unbelievable. Ted, tell us the gold and silver you've got, because again, you keep selling out of what you bought 2 months ago, a month ago, 3 weeks ago. You've still got gold and silver in the market lower than it currently is. That's how you can have such good deals. What do you have in the silver half dollars? What do you got in gold?
Well, I'm still holding that silver half dollar price. I don't know how long I can anymore now, but that $10.50 or 210 per roll of 20 is not going to be seen. I know that my market prices on the internet have gone over $12, and just, you know, the small amount of inventory that I have left, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it for much longer. 283 on francs, I know those have already gone up to 288. 355.22 on British sovereigns, they're more like 358. I mean, just the whole market is going upward, and you know, it's just one of those things. The U.S. Eagles right now are at a great buy. You know, if you can pick up those under $1,300, under $1,400 an ounce now. I mean, everything is just, you know, Alex, it's just amazing to me how cyclical the gold prices are. I mean, we're heading into October, and that's when we're going to see our highs. It's just amazing where we're at here.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. I want to come back into some more economic news briefly with you, Ted. Then we're going to go to phone calls and a bunch of other news. But when I tell the listeners, my head is spinning. I mean, it's just all moving so fast right now. And I hope people protect themselves financially with gold and silver. These are great deals.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the InfoWar. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This issue of them bathing TSA workers and then Homeland Security workers with these super high power x-rays on the highways and our homes, that they would do it knowing it's dangerous, knowing it's going to hurt people, especially the idiots that are operating these. It's just outside of federal law. There's federal law and international law on x-rays, and it people that work as radiologists throughout their lives have way higher cancers. That's not denied, and this stuff is way off the charts compared to that. That's why we have this article, Feds Radiating Americans at Internal Checkpoints at PrisonPlanet.com. This article has got to get out to everyone. Send it to your doctors, especially nurses, because Mark Dice is right. We need a movement. Like we have architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, you know, medical people, radiologists against body scanners. It's so incredible. And the search term today, I hope people will keep entering this in to keep it up there. Hopefully it'll hit number one. I'm sure it will. Feds radiating Americans. Please put that into Google over and over again. Feds Radiating Americans. So the top link will be our article, so hundreds of thousands additional will see it. This is the type of report that the Drudge Report tends to link to as well. They linked to one of our stories yesterday about Obama can shut down private companies under the new Cybersecurity Act. It's just a total dictatorship. Briefly, because I want to go to Damon and some of the other callers that are holding, dealing with this radiology stuff. Going back to the economy, gold at $1,313 today, silver above 22. Isn't that an all-time high for silver, Ted?
It is. I mean, that we hit that just a little bit a while ago.
So silver has hit its all-time high.
With the exception of 1980. Silver hit $50 an ounce in 1980. It's a high that's never been seen within the last 30 years. So we're still not at the peak with silver yet. When the Hunt brothers were pushing silver up in 1980, they pushed it over $50 an ounce. And then it dropped down to about $3 an ounce.
And I've got all these reports with all these top analysts and former Bush administration top economists saying we're in a depression, total implosion. You've got all the economic numbers coming out. Paper money and derivatives are not worth the paper they're printed on. Folks need to move into gold and silver, and I cannot think of a better place to start than with those silver half dollars at 10.50. I mean, there's 16 bucks a lot of places, 12 everywhere else. That's a dollar and a half under anywhere. I mean, you cannot find them at 10.50, folks. I challenge you. And Ted's got bags of them, but he's running out. And then you've got the Franks. You've got the Sovereigns. You ran out of the Buffaloes. You've got the Eagles at a great price. 800-686-2237, Ted. Anything else you want to add?
Well, just pay attention to what's going on in the economy and take a real serious look at your traditional investments, because I think they're going to be in trouble.
Well, Ted, what does this mean for Bloomberg reporting a month ago that the majority of the futures in December are at 1,500? I mean, do you think it could really go that high?
Well, yeah, I think it could easily hit $1,500 an ounce, and I don't think people will be too surprised when it gets there, considering the fact that we're already at $1,300 an ounce now, and to go another $200 is really just what happened the last few years. You know, we've seen these $200 increases in the fall almost 4 years in a row, so why wouldn't it happen this time? You know, we're knocking on the door of 1500. Okay, maybe it might hit 1490. But you know what? It's heading upward. It's September, October, November, December have always been better months than September in the gold market.
Yeah, and I don't buy gold and silver as an investment. I buy it as a hedge against inflation and depression. But now more and more people, it is for investment because it's trading at four times what it was just a decade ago.
Well, Alex, I mean, just simple as this. It's so much better than holding on to fiat currency. When you know that our government is sitting on a printing press and they can turn it on at any speed they want to, and at any time they turn it on, it's going to devaluate what we have. What do you think is going to happen in the future?
Well, that's one of the headlines today, is that the world is in horror as the Federal Reserve turns the printing presses on high. I mean, they are just flooding things, but it's not even getting to the public. They're flooding it to the banks.
Yeah, that's because there's not enough credit-worthy borrowers out there. The banks are just buying, you know, they're playing it safe. They're buying U.S. government securities. But, you know, I mean, come on. You can't just keep...
So their so-called bailout and stimulus is just giving more money to the banks that engineered the implosion.
It does, and it gives them great big fat profits that come directly out of taxation from us, the people, the United States.
And that's why worldwide they're raising taxes everywhere and calling it austerity. Here's a headline. Gold price could hit 4,000, says Paulson. The gold price headed to over 1,313. On Monday it was 1,295. The price of gold, all-time high, finished higher, and it goes on to the speech of the University Club in New York City. Paulson provided his broad outlook on several areas of financial markets, including stocks, bonds, real estate, the Federal Reserve, the price of gold. Paulson reiterated his bullish call on stocks, noting the historically large discrepancy between the equity earnings. And he went on to say that gold could hit 4,000. And that's John Paulson, the hedge fund magnate who rose to fame after shorting securities tied to the housing market prior to the financial crisis of 2008. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, you're right about that. And just take a look at the dollar index right now. It's slipping. There's so many foreign nations right now that are looking at the U.S. dollar as being doomed. I mean, it's just, it's sad, but that's the way that it is. We're losing our economic power status, and we're slipping into the second world nation, thing. And it's sad that we've let it happen. We shouldn't be taking it down this road, but you know what? The United States is doing it, and the people of the United States have to buy insurance.
I mean, you know, no parachute is perfect, but the gold and silver really are the parachute. And it's better to jump out with a parachute if it's about to crash than with no parachute. And we just hope the chute's been packed correctly. Here's Bloomberg. Dollar trades near five-month low before U.S. Housing sentiment reports. So, I mean, there it is right there. The dollar is just tumbling right now.
Yep, it is. And what would you rather have if you're sitting there with money in the savings account? Would you rather have that money positioned in gold and silver, which has a 6,000 year track record of being money? Or would you rather have this fiat currency that's only been separated from gold since 1971? I mean, it seriously, in 1971, you could have purchased a home for about $24,000. You could have purchased a car for $1,500. A gallon of gasoline for 24 cents. Where do you think the dollar is going to go from here? You just can't afford to stay into fiat money and its instruments like, you know, annuities, stocks, bonds. I mean, all the paper investments that you can think of. I mean, at least diversify your portfolio, maybe a minimum of 20% at this time. I mean, the earthquake is happening. The storm is coming. I mean, batten down the hatches. Get some gold and silver.
Well, the storm's already here, but it's the leading edge. 800-686-2237. Folks, I believe these are great deals. I know they're great deals, and I think this is a great place to start investing in gold and silver. If you've already bought them in the years, when gold was 800 an ounce, it looked like a lot to pay for it. Now it looks like nothing at all. Imagine if it does hit 1,500, 2,000, 4,000 down the road. I mean, this is serious. 800-686-2237. Tell them it's the radio special to get the lowest prices available anywhere I've seen. Ted, thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
You bet. I want to go to Roger, ex-military, wants to comment on radiation DU. Then we're going to finish up with Damon, who's a radiologist, a radiation therapist. Let's have Roger speak, who's been holding. Thanks for holding, Roger. What's on your mind?
You was talking about the radiation.
Yes.
Well, I'm ex-military, and I got to tell you, when you're in the military, you get to watch mainstream news, like when you're in the barracks and stuff like that. But that's really all you get. Most of the time, you're not even watching any TV. And if you're on active duty all the time, that's all you get. Well, the only people that actually get, like, to really listen to your program and stuff like that, that are those of us that are, like, in and out. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. You know, it's just like before I was an E5, and because of the unit I was in, I had top secret clearance on a couple things. And one of the things that has happened is, you know, I've been, you know, I'm out now, I got medical problems, and it's all because of the military. I got to catheterize myself 4 to 6 times a day. That doesn't happen all the time, but I have to do that probably within a month, maybe 2-3 times, where it would last, you know, like up to 3 days to get things working again. And it's just like you heard, and you even made a comment about how the military and Obama was saying that how we would have to buy our own insurance, but then they backed off of that. Well, let me tell you something. Even though my stuff is combat-related, the only way I'm at 80% disability, and the only way I can get 100% disability is if I would claim to be PTSD, and I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you can have your legs blown off and not get taken care of, but if you'll say you're mentally ill, then they can take your Second Amendment away.
Yeah, exactly, the right to carry arms, but they don't tell you that. Well, I said no, so I had to go and buy medical insurance to help cover my medical expenses, even though I go to the VA, which is ridiculous. I mean, my medicine bill every 3 months was like over $10,000 just for my pills. That's my pills. That's
what do you think got you? DU, the vaccines?
Both. And I'll tell you something else about the DU, the depleted uranium. those ammo boxes, because I had to work in to help the supply sergeant, because he was down, so I went in and helped. It's marked on the wood crates that the ammo boxes come in, but it's not marked on the ammo boxes, so the soldiers don't know what they're getting. And you know, we wear gloves, but the thing about it is it's awkward loading your magazines and things like that with gloves, so you take your gloves off to load it, so you don't know what you're actually getting. You know what I'm saying?
And worse than that, once a 50 cal round or an Abrams Sabo goes into something, it aerosolizes. It turns into tiny particles, and that's when it's really deadly.
Yep, and it comes right out your chamber after when you discharge the round. But here's the thing, you know, when it comes to those scanners, we're told that you're not close enough, so you don't have to worry about it. So, you know, we're supposed to be on the outskirts, you know, like helping and things like that. And I will tell you this, you know, you said, you was talking about, you talked to a guy that said where they used to wear the badges, and I think years ago they had like little pins that you could carry in your pocket that would show how many rads you've taken in. You don't have any of that no more.
Oh, no, no. Listen, I've had the head of the DU program on probably 15 times or more, probably 20 times. I want Doug Rocky back on. We've got to have him on at least a few times a year because he's pretty sick, and it's important to hear what he has to say while he's with us. But, I mean, they knew it was deadly, totally deadly. He was just involved in the cleanup of it, and it killed most of his team in 1991 from the highway of death. Now, it's official. They tell the troops. They don't even tell them they're being given DU, as you just said. And then they attack facilities and have them roll right into the facilities when they should be in full gear, and even getting out of it, they can get enough to kill them. But again, it takes time. That's why the globalists love it. They love stuff that bioaccumulates and takes time to kill you, because by then you're out of the military. And see, they don't want you, an old piece of military equipment. That's what you're called by the Pentagon. They don't want you out there. They want you debilitated. Or they want to say you're mentally ill. Go ahead.
Well, and the other thing, too, is we are told that the Posse Comitatus Act doesn't pertain to us, for the plain simple reason, and I looked it up. You know, I don't know, and I imagine from who I talk to, different military people I talk to, they actually look it up just to see if that's true. Well, two things came up. One was the Military Commissions Act of 2006 and the John Warner National Defense Authorization Act 2007.
Yeah,
where they say that the military, that we can be used for to help the police, you know, for like civil unrest or in case of national emergency and stuff. But what they did was they took that away from Congress and gave the president the authorization to, you know, dispatch the troops. And he's more or less said that whenever that anything comes up, that the troops are to be dispatched. So as far as the cost.
And that's why they're in regular shootings. That's why they're everywhere. No, it's dictatorship. You really know what you're talking about, Roger. Good to hear from you. God bless you. Now, we cut him off earlier because I wanted Mark Dice to be able to finish up. But so sad to hear what's happening to Roger. But they do soft kill you, so. But young military's not going to listen, and cops aren't going to listen. A lot of them are on too big a power trip. Okay. TSA workers, the ones that are smart and don't want to be radiated, they'll just fire you. They'll find plenty of idiots. Not just idiots, people who are so trusting. So trusting. Well, this false trust is going to get us all killed. You just remember that. Damon was calling in. He's a radiation therapist. He was talking about how many rads they're allowed to get every year or in their lifetime as a radiologist. And then there's just no controls on these body scanners, these truck scanners, these house scanners. And it shows them on the news, cops driving around with no shielding, with a giant radiation gun on the top. Finish up any comments you had on that. I appreciate you holding, Damon.
Yeah, well, the most important thing I want to get out to the public is that the rule we're taught in school is that you have to The goal is as low as reasonably achievable. It's ALARA is the acronym we use. And what they're always saying is the less radiation, the better, not the more, the better. And, you know, even when we're treating cancer patients, we try not to give any radiation to the rest of their body. We only want to give it to the tumor. So the fact that they're just, you know, shooting up these truck drivers and their trucks and us and our houses and whatever else they're doing, I mean, the possibilities are endless. And I want to go back to the fact that, you know, if we could find out, the Sieverts, there's an equation to determine it, and it's basically 1 joule per kilogram. And that's, you know, the energy of the radiation they're using will determine the biological effect on the species, the substance, the biological.
We've got hundreds of mainstream articles where they admit, that's what's even crazier, they just admit, yeah, this is cumulatively highly deadly and it's horrible, but we're just doing it.
Well, here's the problem, too, though, Alex, is that I've got family members. I got 4 brothers. And I got folks and friends, and I tell them, I'm like, you know, when after Christmas with the panty bomber or the underwear bomber, whatever, I told people, I'm like, don't go through those body scanners, you know? And they're just like, well, you know, how am I supposed to get anywhere? I'm like, look, one of my brothers works for a pharmaceutical company, he travels everywhere, and I'm just like, you understand that you won't have to worry about whether you have a job in, you know, 4 or 5 years, because if you get enough radiation exposed to you, you're going to have a lot more things to worry about than whether you got a job or not.
I mean, why don't they see themselves as saying no? No. I mean, they lied and said they weren't saving the images. Europe's pulling them out. And so our government's trying to make them keep it, because it's not about stopping terrorists. It's about getting a biometric scan and giving you cancer. Stay there. I want to finish up with you, Damon, on the other side. We'll be right back.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Seven.
are back live. Our headline search term: Feds radiating Americans. We'll put it up on screen. Has only hit number 7 on Google Trends, which isn't bad, but it's not enough. Everybody together, search the term "feds radiating Americans," so they'll be led to this story, and we can warn people. They're removing them in Italy and other countries. It's coming out they're deadly. It's coming out that it's a problem. We can defeat these people. But we've got to educate folks that they're now going to the next level of mobile vans, more high-powered. They're running checkpoints with these. It's all in Paul Watson's article. So feds radiating Americans, Google search term, let's drive it to number 1. Just put it in Google over and over again and get the article by Paul Joseph Watson at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and get it out to everyone. Final comments.
Hello? Hello? Okay, folks, we are back live here at the very end of this hour. We had some technical difficulties happen occasionally. We're here in Austin, Texas. Genesis is in Minnesota, and I was saying that the trends search that we'll put back on screen, feds radiating Americans, only hit number 7 on Google Trends. We need to warn everybody about this. We need to get the word out about this. We need people to learn how deadly this radiation is. They're bringing out high-powered trucks that beam your cars with you in them and your home without warrants. This is insane. Okay, we need to get this search term, feds radiating Americans, to number 1. Everybody put it in Google over and over again. And get the article by Paul Joseph Watson at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com out to everyone that breaks all this down. Italy and other European countries are pulling them out. The federal government's trying to go in and fund them to keep them in. Because if this fails and they can't get this radiation dictatorship in place, they can't radiate your house, radiate your cars, openly soft kill you, soft kill the TSA workers, mainstream news, admittedly deadly. This is how they're selling us insanity as normal and good. They're selling us insanity that we should just accept all of this. Got some big guests coming up tomorrow. Great job with the crew. Let's send the search term, feds radiating Americans, to number 1. Let's do it together. God bless you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.